Since the 1960s, the Navy has been using an 18-hour work schedule on submarines. That means a new day comes every 18 hours, not every 24 hours. Dr. Nita Shaddock is an associate professor at the Naval Postgraduate School. Although she didn't do this study, she has studied sleep deprivation in the Navy for the past few years. She says an 18-hour schedule is not the best thing for humans.
You're jet-lagging someone 6 hours each day. It's flying from the East Coast to Europe every day.
Shattuck says people who work on submarines are an ideal sample for studying sleep deprivation. Sailors are in peak physical condition, highly disciplined, and they work very hard underwater without seeing the sun. Clara Yagi agrees.
It is almost, in many ways, like a laboratory.
He's an associate professor at the Yale School of Medicine studying sleep. A lot of sleep research has focused on shift workers, like people who work in hospital emergency rooms, truck drivers, and factory workers. Basically, humans have an internal clock, and it's much better to sleep at night and be awake during the day, and to get enough hours of sleep. Yagi says there's a lot more to study.
Some of this may also be very much genetically controlled, that there are individuals who are more predisposed to being night owls, much more easy for them to sort of stay up later at night, as opposed to what we would call a morning lark.
Yagi also says being out of sync with our circadian rhythms can be linked to diabetes, heart disease, and other conditions, but we still need to study the long-term effects in detail. Alan Yu, WNPR News.